Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, wean calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, once it was seen that cash cattle was trading anywhere from $1 to $5 lower, traders began selling futures more aggressively. Longer-term bullishness was put on hold as short-term negativity erupted in the market. The hopes for no worse than steady cash were dashed as some feedlots wanted to move cattle, even if it meant lower prices. Cattle in the south dollar lower, while trading activity in the north showed some cattle trading as much as $5 lower. This likely set the stage for the rest of the week, with the bulk of cattle trading taking place yesterday. Hogs reversed course, eliminating the gains of Tuesday and then some. Cash has not shown any support so far this week, which is unusual, as they generally have been aggressive earlier in the week. The upcoming holiday weekend has reduced the need for packers to be aggressive. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $2.02. Thankfully, cutouts finally saw some strength with a gain of $1.03, but that provided no support to the market. Lower trade at all three wheat exchanges, with 5 to 11 cent loss on most contracts as the choppy nature of wheat continues. Wheat contracts were able to close higher Wednesday, recovering most or all of what they lost on Tuesday as futures remain their heightened volatility. It's difficult to point to specific headlines as to the reason for the day-to-day price action, owing in part to the depressed liquidity in the commodities generally. Weaker corn prices overnight, with most contracts down 5 to 8 cents, but still inside Wednesday's range. The 100-day moving average has served as decent resistance on the most recent rally, with Wednesday's settlement coming in below that indicator. Technically, price action is still consolidative following Sunday night's surge, although bulls certainly feel tired, with nothing more to hang their hat on than lower crop tour estimates. And meanwhile, mixed to weaker trade overnight, with soybean oil leading losses down 2 to 2.7% across most contracts. Soybeans are also lower by 10 to 14 cents, while meal posts modest gains. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, wean calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, October live cattle down $1.25, 142.57. December down $1.32, 148.47. September feeder cattle up 27 cents, 182.45. October up 20, 183.47. October hogs down 207, 91.52. December down 162, 83.87. Kansas City wheat, September up 15.5, 924.25. December up 14.75 at 912.5. Chicago wheat, September up 10.75, 809. December up 11.25, 831.5. September corn down 6 cents, 673.75. December down 6.75, 670.5. September soybeans down 5.5 cents, 1507.5. November down 10 cents at 1422.5.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.